This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. U.S. Steel reports earnings this afternoon. Its stock has been on the move in 2016, and it is an interesting company to watch as the battle between American and Chinese steel producers heats up. That is a controversy that has come up a lot in the presidential campaign. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports on the challenges U.S. Steel faces.
The good news for U.S. Steel? American trade regulators hiked up tariffs on Chinese steel after ruling that China was dumping steel here at unfairly low prices. So exports of steel from China plummeted. But guess what? U.S. Steel says China is now funneling its steel through Vietnam. Andrew Lane is with Morningstar.
That's kind of what we'd liken to the whack-a-mole phenomenon. If you knock one country out of the U.S. market, often one or more will pick up the slack.
Here's more bad news for U.S. Steel. China used to use a lot of the steel it produced in its massive building boom, but that bubble burst. Gordon Johnson is with Axiom Capital Research.
So what's happening is all that supply and capacity that was added in China to supplement and feed that bubble is now being diverted to the rest of the world, which is clearly weighing on global steel prices.
U.S. Steel has gotten more efficient, making some analysts more bullish. But with all of these challenges, predictions for the stock are all over the map. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.